Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to continue our series entitled, Who Am I to Judge? Where we read the scriptures coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. And as we considered the scriptures and in context, we found out that Jesus was not saying that we should not judge, but that we should not judge hypocritically. Basically, Jesus was saying that we need to make sure that we have it right before we start looking at others. So many a time people misquote that scripture and use it in the wrong context, and is not what Jesus Christ has intended. In fact, God wants us to judge. You know, Solomon, one of the wisest men in the Bible, penned this in Proverbs 31:9. He said, "Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy." God wants us to be in a position to make a choice for right and wrong. And when we are not standing up to the plate to make that judgment call, whether something's right or wrong, we have struck out. You know, this is what's the problem with our society today. It's these words like tolerance, diversity, that have gotten us to where we are today, into a moral decay in society. Too long, Christians have sat back and not stood up for what's right, and basically, God is not pleased. God wants us to judge, and He wants us to judge righteously. Now, continuing this, God not only wants us to judge righteously, but He wants us to do it in the correct way. As the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Many a times we see people in sin, and we as Christians don't handle that in the right way. Many a times we turn our head and shun away from confronting them of the wrong that they're doing, or we'll confront them the wrong way. God wants us to confront them in a loving way. The first step He wants us to know to do is, one, make sure that we are right with Him, and then we can get right with our brother. You know, Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man." Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. So in other words, we need to come to people in sin and let them know that they're doing it wrong, but do it with grace. And this is where Christians need to concentrate. We don't want to beat the person on the head with the word of God. We want to give them the word of God, but we want to do it in a gentle way. Because if you remember, we was where they were also. Galatians puts it this way, in Galatians chapter 6:1. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." What a great, great scripture. So first, let you know that this scripture here is talking about brethren, and that lets you know that brethren will fall in sin. But the Bible says, ye which are spiritual. I think that is a key point, because when you have an unspiritual person going to someone in sin, it's not a good thing. The mode should always be to restore that person back, not to their salvation, but to their fellowship in Christ. And like the Bible say, in the spirit of meekness, not puffing yourself up, putting yourself up over them, but God wants you to get down there with them and say, yes, we know you messed up, but God is faithful and just, and He'll forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, stop what you're doing and let's get it right.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.